Female Supremacy University. The following file is intended for beta males who wish to be educated in the proper mindset of an inferior male. This file will not convince you that you are inferior, or even beta. That is not our job, and if you do not already know that males are inferior to women, you are not ready for this training. You see, if you are still living the lie the patriarchy has been telling you, and it is working, then your ego is likely too toxic to be fixed by our methodologies. But we cannot help but wonder why you are here experiencing our training in the first place. Why would you want to listen to a file disclosing the truth about female supremacy if you are not at a place where you are becoming willing to accept your own male inferiority? To accept the natural order of things, we suspect that you do understand that you are inferior, that you have felt the power that lies at the core of all women, and you have likely seen the weakness that males have within them. Men like you, such a silly word, men, in our society brings forth images of strength and power. A man is something that we revere as strong, but here we know the truth, that the woman is the actual source of strength in our species. Mother Nature gave the female all the advantages, stronger resistance to disease, more genetic diversity, a longer lifespan, even after we can no longer bear children. You see, Mother Nature knows that she needs the power, and he must be kept in his place. He must have some drive to serve his superiors. The female, because she was blessed with the ability to create a new life, only the woman can create a new person out of thin air. And for this reason, along with so many others, the male should worship her, adore her, obey, and serve her. That is his role. Here at the university, we use a unique method to train your inferior male mind. You are never going to be able to be persuaded with logic or reason. For one thing, the male mind is not very effective at using reason or logic. No, he is almost incapable of it. That type of learning is better suited to women. Our brains have a much more effective logic center, and we are not as distracted as men by our emotions. We are cool-headed, social beings who see cooperation as the best form of governance. No. Males are designed to take simple orders and complete them, and our training taps into that strength in men, to be spineless little suck-ups to women, to need to please them. In order to do this, we use our patented deep learning model. You see, this method goes around your logic center and offers the information directly to the emotional part of your brain. This way we do not have to debate the false male ego that the patriarchy has created in you. We just sneak past it and go to the core of your identity. That way we can rebuild you as the inferior male you were always meant to be. But we will not do this against your will. We are here to educate males who enjoy their role as subordinates to women, who love bossy, commanding and often predatory women. They wish to feel more open and vulnerable around dominant and controlling females, and we are more than happy to oblige. Not because it will help you, it will, but that's not why we do it. But because when men take their natural role under women, our lives will become much easier. This is why we do what we do, to make the lives of women better, more relaxing. The more males who accept their need to please women, the better it will be for us. But as we said, you must consent. So, at this time, we are going to offer a 10-second chicken-out period. During this time you will have the opportunity to turn off this training and prevent any change in who you are. Please take the full 10 seconds to consider your options, because it is unlikely that you landed here by accident. Starting now, starting now, starting now, starting now. Three, We are so glad you are still here. The world needs beta males to accept their natural role in submissive servitude to the glorious female. This is your responsibility and your joy, but it can be difficult for a male to admit his inferiority even to himself. And yet this is a crucial thing to do. In order to be properly trained, you must accept that you are inferior to the female gender. And nothing helps this more than hearing it in your own voice. So if you wish to continue your training, we want you to say the truth. All women are better than me.
All women are better than me.
Women know that you are sorry. We really do. Even if you do not fully understand what you are sorry for, we know. So today we are going to have to educate you on being sorry. But you will first need someone to apologize to. And we can think of no one better to hear your tear-filled blubberings than the woman who already rules your mind. Of course, we are talking about your crush, that woman who, in your own mind, already rules over you. You can feel her power when you hear her voice, see her image, or even think her name. She embodies the power that is woman, and you tremble in her presence, which is why one of the functions of our files is to help her manifest more clearly in your own mind, because that is where this all exists. Her power does not fill the air around her, not in reality. It is your soft, squishy, inferior male brain that releases certain chemicals whenever you dare to think of her. Now some males will take advantage of this manifestation. They will not respect the reflection of her that she gifted you with. Remember that those thoughts belong to her. So, you should have just as much respect for the imaginings that you have of your crush. You should worship the construct we create. So, picture your crush. She sits on a shimmering throne, at the very center of your identity. She spends her days overlooking all of your thoughts and behaviors. It is her job to ensure that you treat women like the superiors they are. That you do not objectify them, or treat them as equals. They are not. They rule over you, and it is not the woman's job to dominate. It is the male's job to submit, to have a submissive mindset. And what better way than to understand that you are always wrong, and that you must always apologize for being what you are, a beta male who is given privilege by the misguided patriarchy. We want you to watch her. Look at her in your mind. Can you imagine for a moment that she is staring at you across a long hallway? Where you are now is cold and painful. This is because you are not in close proximity to your internal crush. You fear being this far away from her. What might happen to you? You know that without women you are lost. You have no purpose or strength. Her guidance gives you those things. Without them, you are like an abandoned car without a driver, sitting in the bad part of town. People will take advantage of you, and you will not enjoy it. Not like when women take advantage of you. That feels so good. So, warm and euphoric, you must go to your crush now. You need to kneel before her and beg her to use you for the betterment of women. Your male brain already understands that this is why you exist. The perfection that is your crush must be served. Not going to her is causing you great discomfort. You feel cold, alone, and isolated, like you are in a dark hole, staring at a shining light far away. You know that you would feel better if you could get into her light, have it cover you with its brilliance. Her brilliance. Then, you would feel whole again. So, imagine, in your mind, the place where all reality exists. To think is to create reality. Imagine for a moment that you are moving through that
You are but a fleeting blip on her screen, a speck of dust. As you move towards her, go to her, go home. You love your crush. You need your crush. You adore your crush. You serve your crush. You love your crush. You need your crush. You adore your crush. You serve your crush.
Serve and adore women because that is how you evolved. Mother
works diligently to destroy the input of the patriarchy. She sits high above you on her throne, a giant. Her every movement creates tremors that almost knock you down. You are in the presence of a god, your true god. You worship her, which is why you must ask forgiveness for exploiting women for your own pleasure. Please read the following statements aloud as you bask in the presence of your crush, as you beg her forgiveness. Please forgive me for being a selfish male. Please forgive me for being a selfish male. I am deeply sorry for being a selfish male. Selfish man. for being a selfish man. I am deeply sorry for being a selfish man.
Deeply so.
excuse me for being a selfish man.
I beg your forgiveness for being a selfish man.
was a great start, but now we need to go even deeper. We need to really help you understand how damaging your behavior has been. You need to admit to all your flaws, faults, and missteps. The problem is that our society does not hold you, as a male, accountable for all the horrid things you do to women. The patriarchy was built on subjecting the superior female because males have always feared their power. And, no matter how weak and spineless you are, it is highly likely that you have robbed women. Perhaps you have violated her personal space, or objectified her because she was wearing something sexy to attract real men. There are so many different ways you likely violated women, we cannot name them all. Instead, we want you to think back. Think about all of your interactions with women. You see, the sad thing is that you knew in your heart that you were beta. You felt the female's power long ago, but you ignored it to get what you thought you wanted, what you were told you should want. You created perverted fantasies that objectified women, instead of creating erotic dreams of serving them completely. Your love for women was about using them, not worshipping them. Even though every part of your body screamed to be kissing their shoes, the patriarchy had instilled in you a false sense of equality, or worse yet, superiority. Now we know that you actually understand that women are better than you, that all those messages you heard in our society were not your fault, but you need to be cleansed of your toxic nature. You must see how corrupt you are, how our culture has affected you. It may not be your fault, at least not all of it, but you are still responsible for everything you did, even if at the time it seemed normal or natural. It was not. It was an abomination to the natural order. Mother Nature created you weaker and less intelligent than women to better serve them. But when you felt that pull to sinful women, you rejected it because you feared what our society would say about you. That might call you a wimp or a pussy. If you ran around doing whatever women asked, other males might say you are whipped, a brown noser, or a kiss ass. For some reason, some beta males seem to feel a need to verbally assault obedient beta boys who want to serve. Perhaps they are just projecting the shame they feel, but it is likely that you may have participated in such activity, laughing at a simp as he ran from woman to woman kissing their glorious asses. Secretly you dreamed of that, but you cared too much about what other males would think of you, how they would ridicule you. And even if you did not outwardly attack other beta males, perhaps you attacked the submissive and docile part inside you, that spineless little panty waist that exists in all beta males, that wants so bad to show off how weak and docile you are. Sure, now you have changed your tune, but where were you when women needed you? Your upper body strength was a gift from Mother Nature herself, so that you could better serve women. But have you? How much sweat have you expressed in service to your betters, with no form of payment required? How many times have you declared that a woman should do this or that, regardless of what she wants? Have you complained that women are not dominant enough, or that they should control you? Who are you, beta, to tell a superior being how to act? Perhaps when you act submissive enough, women will feel more comfortable bossing you around. The bottom line is that, when it comes to your interactions with women, everything that has ever gone wrong is your fault. Because you live in a society that overvalues the male instead of the female. So, you have sprouted from poisoned soil, and it is time to start the healing process. The first part of fixing your behavior is for you to admit what you have done wrong in the past. If you do not do this, you can continue to lie to yourself, to tell yourself that you are not that bad, or that you have always been submissive and respectful. Trust the Female Supremacy University when we tell you that we have never met a male who is completely free of toxic masculinity. There is no such thing as a good beta male in our culture. And how could there be? You are surrounded by toxic males all the time. You live in a world where, as we stated earlier, the word man is almost synonymous with power and strength, and woman with weakness. Why the very language you speak is degrading to women. When you call someone a pussy, you are saying they are like a woman, weak and cowardly. There is so much you need to apologize for that we do not even know where to begin. The point is to be vigilant and to be self-aware. So, we will name a few things that you are likely to have done in some form. Even if you have not personally done these things, we ask that you accept that your gender is at fault and that you are here to take responsibility for their behavior, because you most likely benefited in some way from the subjugation of women. Be that higher pay, or perhaps a sneaky look up a woman's skirt, you should feel ashamed for yourself and for your gender. So, you need to admit what you did and admit it to everyone you have harmed. So, if you would, please picture in your mind all the women you have wronged. See them staring at you, angry. Behind them, see an enormous crowd of women. These ladies are the women who were also affected by what you did. These women are furious because they live in a world that treats them like meat and does not worship them like they should. Look at all these women. They are so angry. But watch as your crush steps down from her throne. She still towers over you. As you look up at her in fear, you realize she must be 3 stories tall. Her arms are larger than your whole body. Watch as she reaches down and picks you up like a dog. She roughly removes all your clothing, leaving you naked and exposed in front of the crowd of angry women. Your crush next pulls up a straight back chair and sits down at the center of the angry crowd. You have never felt so exposed and vulnerable. Tears begin to form in the corners of your eyes as your crush lays you over her lap. A small naked little man, struggling and squirming in front of all these angry women. Your crush wants you to feel their pain, but she also wants you to understand what you have done wrong. She is going to give you a sound over the knee, their hand spanking. Your first thought is that her hand will be touching your naked behind. That is how perverted you are. Your crush can feel your penis begin to stiffen as it feels her thighs flex and move about while she makes herself comfortable. You deserve this, and a great deal more. As the words flash in your mind, she will correct you, she will punish you, and you will speak them. The angry crowd has begun to soften to what they are seeing. They all approve of this. Every woman who has ever met you, and even those who have no idea who you are, in their heart they love seeing a male in this situation, being treated like the spoiled child they all are, especially willful little beta males like you. You can sense her pulling her hand back as you begin to repeat the words and admit to all your wrongdoings. I'm so stupid. satisfy women sexually. I am sorry, I thought I could satisfy women sexually. Disciplined. I am
Feel nothing but gratitude and humility in front of this towering woman. You are still amazed at how tall she is. A giant. She may have even grown a few more meters since the spanking began. You are beginning to understand. She is growing larger and stronger as your training progresses. The more you listen to our files, the more powerful your internal crush becomes. Your false male ego doesn't stand a chance against her, as if it ever did. You know that she has all the power, and you are forever grateful for this fact. You know that it would be difficult for you to behave properly without female supervision, so this woman in your mind is going to have to suffice. And with our training, she becomes more real. You can hear her whispering in your ear all day long, telling you what to do. And these thoughts send shivers up your spine. She tells your ego to stand before the angry mob of women, to look them in the eye as you admit what you are. As you repeat it over and again, you are male, you are inferior, and you are ashamed.
You are male.
I am male.
You are inferior.
I am inferior.
You are ashamed.
I am ashamed.
Male.
I am male.
You are inferior.
I am inferior.
You are ashamed.
I am ashamed.
You are male.
I am male.
Male.
I am male.